Welcome to today's People's Bank. Let's talk Indianola. I'm Jack McGonigal. This program, we have Indianola Fire Marshal Ted Neller.
First and foremost, Fire Marshal Neller, thanks for joining me today.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Absolutely. So what are some tips and tricks that come to mind just to remain as safe as possible when lighting off fireworks, especially around youngsters too?
Well, I would say most fireworks come with disclaimers on them and safe handling practices. And as long as you follow a lot of that stuff, you're going to be fine. I mean, there's distances that you want to stay away from the general public, depending on what you're doing, and follow the age limits. I mean, if you've got young kids, sparklers, snakes, fountains, stuff like that, but you don't want young kids lighting off bottle rockets, Roman candles, cakes, and stuff that's designed for older people. And along with that, I mean, we always encourage, and we know that the 4th of July is a big celebration holiday, but be responsible, and if you've been drinking, make sure that you're following the safe handling practices.
Fantastic. And just kind of talk about what are some of those times that you're able to light the fireworks off?
So in the city of Indianola and statewide, they kind of follow the same guidelines. And you can light fireworks off on July 3rd from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Be respectful of your neighbors. July 4th, you can light them off from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m., so there's a little bit longer of a grace period there. And then again in December, you can light them off to celebrate the new year, and that's 9 a.m. to 12:30 a.m., so it ends on the 1st.
Yeah, I guess if there's an incident that does happen with somebody around the 4th of July, kind of what would be the protocols to try and get that handled?
Well, depending on what the incident is, I mean, if it's a medical emergency, obviously dial 911. If you've got complaints about a neighbor or something, that's going to be, you're going to call 911 as well. PD will probably get involved. But if there's a fire incident, you're going to want to just get a hold of 911 and have the fire department respond.
Fantastic. And if people have questions or want to look at the guidelines that you guys have put out for firework safety, kind of how can people do that?
You can go out to the state of Iowa. The state of Iowa has a website. And then I know the city of Indianola, Aaron Young, has put out some safety tips for fireworks. So there's a lot of information available out there on the city's website as well.
Fantastic. And just kind of any last words to folks and just trying to stay safe and for this 4th of July holiday as possible?
Well, we realize that this is the 250th celebration. So there's going to be a lot of people that there might be their first time handling some of the bigger fireworks from some of the tents. And what we would say is if a firework doesn't go off, by all means, do not approach it, especially if it's one of these shell fireworks. We tell people if it doesn't go off, just leave it be, let it set for 15, 20 minutes. And once the show's done, even if all your shells have gone off and you know they have, we tell people to go over to these box cakes and just take a bucket of water, pour a bucket of water on them, because we've seen them catch fire hours and hours later. So definitely do not take them and put them in your garbage. I mean, we tell a lot of people, if you have a display and it's in your backyard or whatever, you're lighting stuff off, make sure it's on a firm, flat surface. And if you can, let it sit all night. It's not going to hurt it to sit out there and cool down overnight, and then you pick it up in the morning and throw it in the trash. And if an emergency does happen, don't hesitate. Get us called early, because we know that things do happen.
Fantastic. Well, Fire Marshal Neller, we really appreciate the time, and thank you for giving us this insights on having a safe 4th of July.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Once again, that was Ted Neller with the Indianola Fire Department discussing firework safety and ordinances. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola, People's Bank in Indianola, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Knoxville, and more. People's Bank, your bank for good. Member FDIC.